This is Tuesday, March 19th. Have you ever noticed that God's timing is not your timing? This seems to be a lesson that so many people have learned as they learn to trust God. For example, Abraham and Sarah waited decades to have a son based on a promise from God. But that waiting was difficult. And Isaac and Rebekah, they waited 20 years, wondering if they would ever have children. Some people waited and did not see their longings met. Abraham and Sarah, they did not take possession of the land of promise during their lifetimes, though they trusted that the Lord would provide it to their offspring. Now, likely there have been timing issues in your life. You expected God to act, but He didn't act when you expected, or perhaps God didn't act at all. And that takes us to our text for today. This is John chapter 11, verse 1 to 7. Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." Now the background for this scene is that Jesus had established a strong friendship with Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. So when Lazarus fell ill, the sisters knew what to do. Call for Jesus. Being such a good friend, he would come and take care of Lazarus. We may think that our closeness to God means that God will heal us in a particular situation, and often God does, but not always. When the word of Lazarus' sickness reaches Jesus, he didn't change course and return to Bethany. No, he waited 2 days before setting out. Even then, he was a few days away. What could be the reason for this? What could be Jesus' purpose? Everything Jesus does is for the glory of God. Of course, this is troubling for us. Did Jesus allow Lazarus to die for the glory of God? No, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead for the glory of God, you might say. Lazarus was already in the throes of death. And even after Jesus raised up Lazarus, he will eventually die. We need to remember that Jesus' miracles are both signs revealing who he is and actions of love and compassion for those in need. In this case, Jesus acts out of compassion for Martha and Mary, and he reveals his power over death. And we need to see both of these truths. First, that Jesus loves us. It was because of love that Jesus went to Bethany at all, and because of his love for us that he's come to face the enemy we cannot defeat. Yes, we live in fear of death. As we learned yesterday, our fears all have their roots in the soil of our death fear. To understand this, we need to see where death came from. God created us for communion with Him, and He is the source of all life, the life that we enjoy. But as the first human beings chose life apart from God, God told them the result would be death, since there is no life apart from God. And since their decision, death has fallen upon everything in our world. This is the shadow that hangs over us from beginning to end. For this reason, we keep death as far from us as possible. We rarely encounter death in our day-to-day lives, and we try not to think about it. We believe that we should not think about it. We do this because we feel like we can protect ourselves from being afraid of death. But it doesn't work. We can see this putting away of death all around us. How so? Well, first with our food. We have distanced ourselves from our food sources. Not long ago, people killed their own food. They bled it and skinned it and cooked it. And they did so most often right away, seeing the whole process from life to death and to the table. The connection to death could not be closer. I saw a recent survey of children who said they believe chicken McNuggets actually come from plants. You see, this disconnection to actual living animal has almost completely taken place for them. Second, look at how and where we die. In the past, people cared for their family members who were dying. Now that is largely outsourced and also removed at a distance from us. In the old days, every household served as a hospital and a funeral home. Family members who died had their bodies prepared for burial at home. And yes, in early times, there were family burial plots on the family land or church cemeteries just outside the church building. All these cultural changes have removed death and the awareness of it further from us. But there's also been an immense downside. The fear remains, and because we don't talk about it or confront it, because it's more of a secret, it exerts an extraordinary force in our lives, a deep and pervasive anxiety. Now, I know all of this talk may be more than a little creepy. It's stuff we don't want to hear or think about. But Jesus came not to hide death from us. His crucifixion became a billboard erected to the power and horror of death, filled with shame and disgrace. But Jesus himself was raised up for our freedom from this fear that would otherwise control our lives and our world. And that's why Jesus went to Bethany after he received the news that Lazarus died. He went to confront what we have avoided and to deal a death blow to death itself. In the raising of Lazarus, Jesus was preparing his disciples to understand the meaning of his resurrection, that his resurrection meant not only life for Jesus, but also for life for all of us. Jesus told his disciples, "Because I live, you will live also." And just as Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." Now we're going to unpack this miracle this week with the hopes that we'll be able to rest more and more in the freedom that Jesus has provided to us. Let's pray. Loving Father, you know the fears that dog us and how our lives can be driven by them. Teach us the way to freedom in Jesus and resting in his death for us and his resurrection to life. For we pray in his name, amen.